Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Oh, yeah. It's a great day to avoid defaults. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. We made it. They have a debt ceiling bill. The president's going to sign it. Thanks for joining us as we weave together a mosaic of voices in the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice, what we've been doing darn 10 years now. Happy to have you aboard. We'll unpack a little bit the debt ceiling situation. I know we've been talking about it in various outlets the last couple of days, so we won't go into too many details, but we will expand a little bit on it, if it works for you guys. And it's Pride Month, so happy Pride, be loud, be proud, the queer community, all the allies, and what's the backlash all about? Are the politicians, once again, out of step with the American public? No surprise there, with all these anti-gay bills surrounding the world, along with the anti-abortion bills. The public doesn't want any part of it, but how will that reflect in the presidential election? We'll take it all in, and the crowd is getting more crowded, the GOP crowd, that is. A couple more folks entering the race, we'll talk about that. Surround ourselves with great music. We have anniversaries, birthdays, a commemoration of a passing. One of the great ladies of the Brill Building has left this realm, Cynthia Wilde. Boy, did she leave an imprint, an indelible imprint, along with her husband, Barry Mann, and some great songs. We'll dip into that discography. Love to get you in the mix, too. You're listening live. It is Saturday, June 3rd, busting out all over, a sleepy Delta, dusty Delta day. Yeah, yeah, we'll pay homage to that great Bobby Gentry classic, too. It's 9 a.m. out west, 11 a.m. central, high noon here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box available for those tagging along for the live ride. And Twitter, at 24/7 Oasis, at AB Rights, all being helmed by the talented, ever-ready TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The American summer runs in Dunkin'. Enjoy all your favorites, including the ice culottas and refreshers. America runs in Dunkin'. Also by PopNet, it's arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. So, as we said, the aforementioned debt ceiling, taken care of at least for 2 years. So let's start dancing on that ceiling. Happy to have you aboard on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Tonight. 17,000 jobs were added. 517,000 jobs.
This number is a blowout number.
Well, certainly this number jumped off the page when we saw it.
2.5 times more what the street was expecting.
That's the highest number since February of 22.
That is just an incredible number, to be clear here.
I'm sort of speechless.
The unemployment rate falls to 3.4%.
We crashed the half-century barrier, a new post-cycle low that is unreal.
This is one humdinger of a report.
This is what a recession feels like. Bartender, pour me another.
America. Can a girl from the Upper West Side become a legendary building songwriter? Jamie Americans with that great song plucked from the very eclectic discography of Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil. She wrote the lyrics, he wrote the music, and boy, oh boy, do they write some great songs. Indelibly inked into our cultural marrow and the soundtrack from the mid-20th century to today. Cynthia Weil passed away at the 82. I think she also wrote a couple of children's books. Incredible talent. We'll be dipping into that discography because you'll see a wide range of artists and songs that they went along with. And, of course, the Hall of Fame, induction to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as songwriters. Songwriters Hall of Fame won the Lifetime Johnny Mercer Award Achievement Award, nominated for Oscars, and a slew of Grammys to their credit. So not too shabby, as they say. Good stuff indeed. By the way, we'll send that out, wink and a nod to Donna and Vinny, both Hardy or regulars, chiming in via the PopNet chat box and Twitter feed, respectively. Love playing with you guys in real time. Creedence Clearwater Revival, John Fogerty, of course. Great song, Fortunate Son. He celebrated his 78th birthday on May 28th. Still going strong. That Fountain of Youth thing is going with the performances. So good. Dancing in the Streets, Martha and Vandellas, Not Such a Forgotten 45 for Marcy. Thank you, my friend, for the kind words and the clever words, too. We'll talk more about that. And Dancing on the Ceiling with Lionel Richie as we celebrate passing the debt ceiling bill. We are saved from the big grim reaper of default, of course, a manufactured problem in Congress. They've got to get rid of this whole debt ceiling nonsense to begin with so they don't threaten us every couple of years and hold the country hostage. But they did it, and they pretty much got a good deal, I think, you know, as they go. You have to have some compromises. But a better deal for Biden and the Democrats, I think, and, of course, for the American people. Not thrilled about the fact they added some burden on the most vulnerable people with this work requirement addition to get SNAP benefits. Seems outrageous to me. They raised it up from 49 years old to up to 54 years old for work requirements, but they're carved out for veterans and disabled. So, you know, it's there. It's still it's something. Unfortunately, you got to give a little to get a lot, as Biden, and I think Biden got a lot. At least one of the right-wingers described it as a turd sandwich, so I guess they weren't happy, but McCarthy proved that he could hold it together, and they got a bipartisan effort from both the House and the Senate. So that's that, and we'll see how it all plays out. Biden, you know, you say what you will. Sleepy Joe, he's senile, he's old, all that kind of nonsense that people throw at him. The man is experienced, he's wise, he knows a way around a Washington negotiation, and he knows how to not gloat. Trump couldn't handle it. Of course, Trump said they should just let it default. Yeah, except you racked up the debt to extreme proportions during your 4 years, but now that I'm not out of, now that I'm not in office, go for it. It makes no sense, really. It really doesn't. But anyway, we're on track with Biden 2024 around the corner. I know there's all this talk about, you know, he fell a couple of times. Yeah, okay, he's old. He fell. People do fall, whether you're old or not. At least Trump, when he had some town hall in Fox News the other night, said somebody asked, he didn't go even gloat about it because he himself has been shown in tentative positions. So, yeah, you can't fall. You can't fall. Remember, Trump is only a few years younger than Biden and much more out of shape physically and certainly mentally. But I'm not so sure he's going to be the nominee, so the age thing is still going to loom large if he doesn't get the nomination. We'll see what happens. The GOP field got a little, or is going to get a bit more crowded next week as two sides of the spectrum, the warmed-over, milk-toasty bowl of cream of wheat, the very right-wing Mike Pence, Trump's right-hand man until he wasn't, is set to enter the race this coming week, as is the former New Jersey governor with very low approval ratings, a very bombastic Chris Christie, who probably has no chance to win, but what he could do is maybe take out Trump in terms of the bullying tactics. He's pretty good on the debate stage, so we'll see how that all plays out. Could be intriguing, could be fun, we just don't know. Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, have at us any which way that works. Granddaddy says, so what if Biden fails? All the man just did was save the world economy. As long as Joe keeps kicking the behinds of the MAGA Republican, I am good. Riding and rising with Biden 2024. I like that spirit. Debt ceiling, it was all made up by the Congress, but if you're going to hold us hostage, the best negotiator we have is Joe Biden. Go, Joe, go. So says Jimmy Two. Jimmy Two. Sorry. Okay. Very interesting indeed. As for what else do we have? Anybody else on the feed here? Trump is a loser. He makes these ridiculous comments and gets himself in more trouble, so says King John. Yeah, it's interesting. Of course, that new thing that's going around, we'll talk a little bit more about it later if we have time, about the whole DOJ. I'm wondering if these justice shoes are ever going to drop, though. But They're supposedly wrapping up. They've been supposedly wrapping up the Mar-a-Lago investigation with the documents for the past several weeks. So far, we haven't seen any indictment yet. I don't know what's going on, what's keeping Jack Smith. They keep coming up with new things. The latest, of course, a tape, allegedly, that Trump taped himself on a phone call with, or face-to-face interaction, I'm not sure which, with the ghostwriters for Mark Meadows' autobiography, believe it or not, about a classified document that he can't reveal because it's not unclassified yet, which made it indicates that he knows that he can't just do it, can't just show the documents. I don't know if it'll hurt or help. I have no idea. But get on with it, if you know what I'm saying. But they still give him time. They still give him time. It's crazy. But you know what's going to happen now? As the field gets bigger in terms of the GOP contenders, and as the debates come, I think the first one is coming up in August, it'll be a lot of, that's the way that political pundits and some voters, I guess, get their kicks. Weigh in. I'm Eva Zadarko-Shah. Hey, the man in Weill, discography again, for all of your other readers. Magic carpet ride last night. But when you wake up in the morning, the world still gets you uptight. Well, there's nothing better you ain't tried to fill the emptiness inside. When you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right. Well, don't it seem like harder to find, and all your kids ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. No, it's not with kicks. You just need help, girl. Well, you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise. What you do, you'll never run away from you. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price. And don't it seem like it just keeps getting harder to find, and all your kids ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. No, you don't need to help you face the world each day. That road goes nowhere. I'm gonna help you find yourself another way. It just keeps getting harder to find. You don't need all your kids, girl. You need some mind just before you help, find girl. Out it's too late, girl. You better get straight.
But it's their money. I got a brand new car, but I can't drive. I've got a sweetheart, to call her honey. And I've also got a wife. People say that they're depressed, but they go out and they're so well dressed. Now what is it that makes them feel that way? Can't get it in no drugstore, no man's an island, that's for sure. And it looks like the world just run out of things to say. So now, give me some of the people's drug. Give me some of the people's drug. Whatever makes you feel that good, I'll take it like I know I should. So, give me some of the people's drug. Whoa. Give me some of the people's drugs. Pick me up and take me to a movie. Give me an ending that I can understand. Tell me a rocking soundtrack, make it groovy. Give me backstage passes for the band. People always whine, whine, whine. Shut up and pay the fine, fine, fine. What's the difference anyway between being safe and being rad when the big get to read the news in USA Today. But you know that giving some of the people drugs. Giving some of the people drugs. Whatever makes you feel that good, I'll take it like I know I should. So giving some of the people drugs. Whoa, giving some of the people drugs. Atone for all my sins. God grant me some of what you're given. Hurts don't need needles, don't need pins. I'll pay prescription, where's the bill? I bought it one big bitter pill. What's it matter what I feel? Take the dog and take the wife. Show me how to lead a better life. Surprise you people pay, well it's gotta be a steal. Give me some of the people's drugs. Give me some of the people's drugs. Whatever makes you feel that good, I'll take it like I know I should. So give me some of the people's drugs. Whoa. Give me some of the people's drugs. Whoa. Give me some of the people's drugs.
come along. And he'd be tall and handsome, rich and strong. Now that boy I love has come to me, but he sure ain't the way I thought he'd be.
Cynthia Wild songbook from the Crystals on the Amy Beth Arquish Show. We're going to not go now to Donna and Philly, both hearty regulars chiming with kind words in the pop in the chat box. Love playing with you guys in real time, as you well know. Melissa Etheridge, the loud, proud rocker chick, and the only one. She celebrated her 62nd birthday, Melissa, on May 29th. And still going strong, indeed. John Wesley Harding and the People's Drug, and speaking of drugs and other things, mid-20th century lyrics from Cynthia Weil with Pearl Viewer and the Raiders Kicks on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Boy, oh boy, that discography right there, the soundtrack of Oh So Many Lives, from kids today to octogenarians. It's sort of embedded in our cultural tapestry, the soundtracks that these songs are featured on, commercials, you know, you name it. It's just in our cultural lexicon. Amazing stuff indeed. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNip chat box. Hey, if what gives you the kicks are creative pursuits, the Inspiration Action Challenge may help you reconnect with your inner artist if you're kind of blocked. Quick shout-out going out to Fiona Poughkeepsie, who says, thank you so much. You certainly nudged me at the right time. The journaling, the whole challenge helps me and got me smack dab in the middle of a novel. I'm hoping to finish before the year's end. Fingers crossed. Hey, Fiona, I know that feeling. Keep at it. Please keep us posted. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also pushing other people in the right direction. On the other hand, you know a little push in that right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. You know the first one's always on me. Give me a couple of weeks to connect. Do so via the website, amybetarkawy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Hey, while you're there, check out my novels, the award-winning Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, available for ebook and paperback from Cozy Cat Press. Other goodies are available. And yeah, you can chime in with guest suggestions, big story, forgotten 45 requests. We have links to the podcast and social media connections, a one-stop creative shop at the website, amybetarkawy.com. So if you don't get off your duff and do your work, who are you going to blame? Maybe the Bossa Nova? Speaking of that soundtrack, here's another one from Edie Gourmet.
I was at a dance when it caught my eye. Standing feeling all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and soon I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up a big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova, the dance of love.
Now was it the moon?
No, no, the bossa nova. Now I'm glad to say I'm his bride to be, and we're gonna raise a family. And when our kids ask how it came about, and I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova.
Come
This is for you, Daddy. I took my love and I took it down.
You learn to know.
Songs that are indelibly etched on our national soundtrack. Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson was number one the week of June, the first week in June, 1968, 55 years. And boy, oh boy, is that a standard and a classic. I'm Amy with Berkeley Show, winking and nod going out to Johnny Fever's Hangover. Thank you so much for playing along in real time, my friend. And speaking of time passing, the great Stevie Nicks, twice inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as part of Fleetwood Mac and her great solo efforts with Landslide, a song about growing older as she reaches the 75th milestone on May 26th. Still going strong, and you got to love it. Country music stalwart Chris Stapleton, Nobody to Blame, and Blame It on a Bossa Nova from Edie Gourmet, another one plucked from that diverse Cynthia Weil, Barry Mann songbook. The Amy Beth Arkley Show, around the corner we go. Twitter, AB Writes, phone 934-785-7455, Facebook page, PopNet Chat Box. PopNet Chat Box, Fritz says, Trump is going to spend some time in jail. Don't you worry about it. Well, we'll see. We don't know. We'll see what happens. But we know that Fonnie Willis, the DA down in Fulton County, Georgia, is preparing a pretty extensive case. We're hearing RICO charges, so it's Trump and maybe some other cohorts sometime this summer. I'll believe it when I see it as we take that midnight train to Georgia. Happy belated birthday, by the way. That is nice. 79 candles on the cake. Hope you celebrate it with the pips. I'm Amy Beth Arkelisha.
Too much for the man. So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of the world. The world he left behind. Not so long.
Without him in mind, world is here, here's the earth alone.
Yeah.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mine. Than live without him in mind. From love, from a boy, the midnight train ride. From love, from a boy, got a boy, the midnight train it goes. From love, from a boy, the midnight train it goes. My world, his world, our world, not his alone.
A man named Ike was in the White House, big black
recall which cartoon was real. The coonskin cap, Yankee bat, the hound dog man's big start, the A-bomb fears, Annette had ears, I lusted in my heart. A young man from Boston that sailed the new frontier, and we watched the dream dead end in Dallas. They buried in a fence that year. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. We gathered round to hear the sound coming on the little screen. The grief had passed, the old men laughed, and all the girls screamed. 'Cause four guys from England took us all by the hand. It was time to laugh, time to sing, time to join the band. But all too soon, we hit the moon and covered up the sky. They built their bombs and aimed their guns, and still I don't know why. The dominoes tumbled, and big business roars. Every night at six, they showed the pictures and counted up the score. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. The old man rocked among his dreams, a prisoner of the fort. The light, he said, at the end of the tunnel was nothing but a burglar's porch. And them that was caught in the cover are all rich and free, but they chained my mind to an endless tomb when they took my only son from me. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV.
Yeah, we all saw it on TV. The great John Fogerty celebrating his 78th birthday. Another great song from him on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Wink and nod going out to Leon and Connie. Thank you guys for chiming in. And, of course, from the Barry Mann, Cynthia Wild songbook, On Broadway from the Drifters, that one for Laura Lee. And George Benson has a great version of that song, too. Midnight Train to Georgia from Gladys Knight and the Pips. A happy belated 79th birthday for Gladys Knight, who was very well-deserved. Feted with that great Kennedy Center honors tribute this past December, indeed. And we're waiting for that midnight indictment from Georgia to come down any day now. As our producer, Trudy Hart, always says, waiting for Trump to be in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs, can't promise that, but we'd like to see some action, and hopefully soon. We'll see. Hey, let's go around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. Twitter is AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, the Facebook page, the PopNet chat box. Forgot to mention about Pride Month, of course, in full swing, and all of us who are, whether in the queer community or those of us who are allies, supporting our queer friends and neighbors every day, every month, throughout the year, and why there's a backlash when more people, if you look at surveys and polls, more people in America of all ages and spectrums, political proclivities, want to see the LGBTQ people treated fairly and allowed to enjoy their life out loud and proud, etc., but the politicians, not so much, and some of the right-wing commentators with over 500 bills swirling around in various states, just like the anti-abortion laws, so out of step with where the culture is, but yet they're trying to ram it down our throat. That means, what does it mean? Vote blue no matter who. Exactly. That's what we got to do. Indeed. So anyway, we'll talk more about Pride Month as we go throughout the next couple of weeks. The debt ceiling, no can do with the holding of the hostages. So says Kerry, it was a bad idea, but the best deal Biden could get. Say what you will about Joe, says Frumpet. He knows what he's doing, and he got the best deal he could for our country and our veterans. Thank you so much, Joe. Go 2024. On the Trump front, Bernard Kay says, let's face it, Trump is going to spend holy hell in a federal prison. Well, we'll see. I'm in the believe it when I see it category, and I'm not into schadenfreude, but I do think accountability is important. We'll see what happens. The Cynthia Weil tribute, Melanie says, hey, thanks so much for playing the songs from the Wild Man songbook. People forget how important these songwriters were in their brill building days. Thank you so much. So many great songs. Yeah, we could go on forever on this one. Really, really could. Melanie, there are just so many songs. So much great collaboration. As I said, it's indelibly inked into our cultural lexicon for sure. Hey, thank you so much to Trudy and Aurora in the booth, MO headquarters, for keeping us moving, and thank you so much. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show wherever you get your podcasts, and by all means, be on the listen or the lookout for our social media misses about my various appearances, Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream, etc. And you can connect via social media. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. We'll leave you with a Cynthia Weil Chaser. First one wrote the lyrics to the great Dolly Parton song, Here You Come Again. And another great one from the Drifters. Have yourself a great weekend. Drive safe, play nice, dream big, and please come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. You know I love you all.
Delta day, I mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him at the church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
This is my life. It always will be. There's nothing else. Just us. And the cameras. And those wonderful people out there in the dark.
Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do.
Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see?
When you're hugging with your baby, let's grow in the balcony. Well, there's Technicolor and the CinemaScope, a cast out of Hollywood, and
the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem quite as good. There's always lots of pretty girls with figures they don't try to hide, but they never can compare to the girl sitting by my side.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?
When you're hugging with your baby, last row in the balcony. When you're hugging with your baby, let's roll in a balcony.